Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now today is the 29th of February and it's a very special day for ladies. Because what can you do on the 29th, Laura?
Girls are allowed to ask boys to marry them.
That's right. No, not that you're obsessed with getting married.
Nope.
Now, this afternoon, I felt really sorry for your poor boyfriend because we've been calling James, Laura's boyfriend, with various different attempts to try and get him to marry Laura, and you'll hear all of them before 5 o'clock. I thought we'd start off quite subtly, so we've got some...
It's unusual.
We've got some subliminal messages from Joe Wiley, which we've cunningly reversed.
We're your arms next up.
Actually means...
Ask her to marry you.
Right.
Just kind of subliminal. Which actually means...
Buy Laura an engagement ring.
And this one... Which means...
Propose to Laura.
And this one... Which means...
Marry Laura.
So, you get the idea.
Does subliminal also mean incomprehensible?
Yeah. Just trying to get inside his mind.
Okay.
This is Laura's idea, so
there's
sorry if it's a bit lame. I thought I'd play some subliminal messages over the top to see if they go in James's head, okay? Starting off at quite a low level and then kind of working way up. And this is kind of just a normal, boring conversation that couples have. Listen how exciting their relationship sounds in this particular call.
Recruitment, James speaking.
Hi, it's me.
Hello, you all right?
Ian, why aren't you picking up your mobile?
Oh, I thought it was little Tim ringing me back because he just phoned me from a withheld number.
Right. What are you doing?
Just, I'm sending out evaluation for today's event.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah. What can I hear in the background?
I can't hear anything.
What
do you want for dinner tonight?
I don't mind. Do you want me to pick something up?
I'm just having a baked potato now. So what do you want?
I can get some more torts if you want, or we've got the sarnies in the freezer.
What do you want?
I don't mind. Did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear that weird thing? It's like a tape being rewound.
No. No, I can't hear anything.
That's really weird. But yeah, I'll pick up some torts on the way out. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Alright then.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Alright, love you.
Love you too,
bye. That really didn't work, did it?
Never mind that, what's he picking up for your tea?
A tort.
What's a tort?
What's that?
Tortellini.
When he calls it tort?
Torts for short.
Right.
Who's this little Tim that mate turned his phone off?
I don't know. He'll be in trouble now.
Excellent, well that really went well.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
He doesn't fancy the lasagna in the freezer.
Radio 1 podcasts.
So, the last attempt at the proposal to Laura's boyfriend, James, didn't really work out. We were playing those weird subliminal messages of Joe Wiley. It's all a bit exorcist for me. I don't like it at all. Joe start projectile vomiting.
And the head spinning.
Yeah. You can imagine that, can't you?
Yes.
Frankly, Laura, that was a poor effort. I'm a little bit disappointed. And you're a bit weird. So, we tried again. Because it's the 29th of February today, and girls are allowed to propose, and there's nothing Laura would like more than a ring on her finger. So, next, what?
Nothing, oh. I know that for a fact.
Next, we roped in one of our boss's peers to call up James to try and coerce him into marrying Laura. Piers is playing the part of Graham today, and he's calling James with a job offer that he just can't refuse.
He suits Graham more than Piers.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He'll be happy with that. There's nothing wrong with the name Graham. There is a very specific requirement for this job, though.
Student recruitment, James speaking.
Hi, is that James Busson?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi there, my name's Graham. I'm calling from White Pebble Recruitment Consultants.
Yeah, I know.
Are you available to talk at the moment?
I can be, yeah. I'm at work, but...
Okay, well, we'll keep this quite discreet, then. Your name's been passed on to me, actually. We're currently looking for candidates for a student recruitment manager for a major London university. I mean, the salary that they're offering is very generous. It's £90,000 per annum. Is that something that would sound suitable?
Sorry, what was the figure?
£90,000.
Blimey.
So that's something that you could work with?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, just run through a few personal questions, if I may. What age are you?
I'm 28.
28, great. Can I just ask if you're married?
No, I'm not.
You're not? I'm really sorry. I've specifically been told that this vacancy's for married people.
This is a wind-up, isn't it?
Is your marital state something you'd consider changing?
This is... Who is that? Is that Rob, or is that Piers, or anyone Laura works with?
Hi, James.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Oh.
You're not
going to
marry me?
No, not yet.
No. All right, just wanted to know. Thanks for your help.
No worries. Bye. Cheers, bye.
I like it when he heard the salary.
I mean, the salary that they're offering is very generous. It's £90,000 per annum. Is that something that would sound suitable?
Sorry, what was the figure?
£90,000.
Blimey.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, seriously, we need to talk about what the hell is going on in EastEnders at the moment. Did anyone see it last night? I'm no. Sure the writers have been on the wine.
What happened last night then?
Well, Ian Beale and Claire continue to get real sexy, and it's just horrible. Listen to this.
Well, I suppose we should wait for Jane.
No, they're staying over at the hotel. There's a room.
Oh.
Now, Claire sounds really surprised that they have rooms in hotels there, doesn't she?
She does, yeah.
And she shouldn't really, because it was only at the beginning of the week and she was saying how much she likes hotels with rooms, do you remember?
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
Yeah.
Also, he says we have to wait for... She says we have to wait for Jane, and he says, no, they're staying at a hotel. Is Jane like two people?
Well, I suppose we should wait for Jane.
No, they're staying over at a hotel. There's a room.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe it's someone else.
Is he playing Sade in the background?
Yes, he is playing Sade. It's just on in the background. Okay. Really be prepared to be grossed out now. If you're eating, please stop. So, Ian Beale appears in tanga briefs.
Oh, dear.
Being massaged by Claire.
It's not good for you, all that pressure building up. Every now and then you've got to let off some steam. Otherwise, you'll explode.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is revolting.
Isn't it? Revolting. Then, his wife Jane comes back and sees Ian in the tanga briefs.
Hi.
Hi.
Ian, what are you doing in those?
I knew you'd be back.
Seriously, Jane, it's all yours.
She sounded like she'd never seen him in those before. Which...
Ah!
Oh, my God, what's that?
Seriously, if you'd seen the tanga briefs, you would have been like this.
Ah!
Although they have got your door.
Yes.
They have.
They've got your door sound effect.
Nicking my sound effects again. Okay, now back to the massage, because I know you're enjoying it. Back to Claire massaging Ian, think about it, in tanga briefs.
Oh, you're still stiff.
What are they playing at on EastEnders? I don't know.
Ooh, when are we going to get my magic fingers working?
And my favourite bit.
So, would you like me to show you my bird of paradise?
I think it's only fair, really. Ian's in his tanga briefs. The least you could do is show him a bird of paradise.
So, would you like me to show you my bird of paradise?
Seriously, they've gone mad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, come on then. Attempt number three. This is a good one. We've got the secret weapon. Do you know what the secret weapon is, listeners? That's right, Mark Chapman.
Recruitment, James speaking.
Oh, hiya, James. It's Chappers.
Hello, mate.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Listen, I'm very sorry about this, and actually, you don't know how sorry I am about this, but I have a message for you.
Right.
Hello to you, Jamesy. How you doing today? I'm here with a message, and I bet you can't guess what it is. Now I know you know Laura. She's the one that you love. It's the 29th of February, that means girls can propose. So she wants to ask Jamesy, do the honourable thing. All she wants is a wedding and a massive engagement ring. So say yes to her, Jamesy, just so she will shut up. Put her out of her misery and say you'll marry her. And say you'll marry her. Oh, Jamesy, please, oh, Jamesy, please, what do you say? Jamesy, please.
Oh, dear. Bless her. Yeah, I'll think about it.
Yeah, I'd take your time over it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was all I had to do, really.
I like that, that's good.
All right, you really do have my sympathy.
Cheers, Mark.
Ow!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, this has got to work. This can't go wrong. Hi, Gareth.
Hi, how you doing? Chopper, Scott.
All right, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, as a legal owner of Laura's soul and body, I thought that I should put in my tuppence, really. And
hang on, people might not remember who you are. I need to reintroduce you first. One night with Laura, one night with Laura. No, people would remember, I think, wouldn't they?
Possible to forget.
Yeah.
He's going to put in his tuppence, is he?
This was the competition where we tried to find Laura Love, One Night with Laura, a couple of years ago now, and we had three finalists. I'm not here to say I'm sorry. Can you clear up the thing about dressing up as a Mexican? I just get so bored. How many girlfriends have you had, Gareth?
What, real ones?
Well, I'm not in it for the fame,
Ben,
the glory, the power, the money. I'm just in it for love and romance.
Play the accordion.
Give us a spark to start the flame, start the fire, because this fire ain't out yet.
Love Rat Shep.
I really want to go out with Laura, because she's amazing.
It's now time to put this thing to rest.
Just something I've got to try my best, something I've just got to do. That's oh.
And Gareth was the winner of One Night with Laura, weren't you, Gareth?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. We had three finalists, but you beat Ben and you beat Shep, and you won her hand is in not anything, really. But
the hearts of the nation, really.
That's right. Scott, and you captured the hearts of the nation. James came fourth, but is now her boyfriend. So what do you think we should do about this, Gareth?
Well, I mean, basically, he's going to have to be given the ultimatum, I'm afraid. He's got until 5 o'clock. If he doesn't do anything by then I'm going to be forced to have to do it myself and add her to my collection of wives.
Excellent. Okay, so you're kind of claiming her back in 4 minutes.
Yeah, you know, there's not really a lot I can do. The hand's been forced. I was trying to play fair, but it's obviously not happening. You know, they're getting, you know, neither of them are getting any younger. They've tried everything else. Marriage, it's the only thing left, I think, really.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
And so sexual guidance counsellor as well. I think that it's definitely the next step in the relationship. Otherwise, it's just going to crumble.
Hi, Gareth.
I'd also like to take this opportunity to tell the nation that I do have a quad bike for sale on eBay at the moment, along with a whole host of other items that are currently going to fundraise for my travelling trip that I'll be doing later this year.
Thanks, Gareth. Excellent. All right, well, we'll be certain to look that up on
eBay.
He's
not leaving the country, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Okay.
He's sad about that.
Oh, yeah, Shopper. Yeah, fine. Shopper. Okay, right, listen, so he's got 3 minutes to call us. Thank you very much, Gareth. Call the studio phone, please, James. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I don't watch EastEnders, but did you get to see her Bird of Paradise? Did she show it?
No.
Oh, right.
Hopefully that'll be next episode. Do you think that'll be the bit?
What if she gets her Bird of Paradise out?
So, would you like me to show you my Bird of Paradise?
Yeah.
Also, personal hygiene first. Did anyone notice how disgustingly black Ian Beale's feet were last night? Horrible.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
James on the phone. Hi, James.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
How can I help?
Well, I just heard Gareth, and yeah, well, he's got a point.
Right.
But I think it's you know, there's still a good, 7 hours of the 29th left?
Yeah.
So I think me and Law need to have a chat later, don't we?
Oh, my God.
Over the tort.
Over the tort, yeah.
Okay, you have... Well, don't have them lasagnas. You don't like them, do you?
No, I don't fancy them tonight.
All right, okay. Are you going to ask her or...
Well, we'll have to find out,
okay,
really.
That's, you know, very exciting.
I made the 5 o'clock deadline.
You have made the 5 o'clock deadline.
I can hear the bells chiming, actually, so it's time to go home from
Stay
work.
Stay strong, but, James.
All right, well, we look forward very much over the weekend to hearing what you had to say tonight over the tort. Don't have them lasagnas, they're off.
Well,
right.
Dude.
Oh, God, that's really exciting.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.